Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 7th of October, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news and sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight in hour 18 of Stoptober, day 7, Newsons is back. They're appealing against the planning knockback. The MUA chairman says we're playing catch-up on renewables. Steam packet accused of overcharging visiting musicians. The Abbey Church is 125 years old. And tomorrow, both flumes at the NSC will be working.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines, Fastamai, Simon Richardson.
Fastamai, and from tomorrow morning, yes, both flumes of the NSC will be open for the first time since the start of the year. One of the slides has been closed since the 1st of January, after 5 swimmers were injured on the exit of the flume. A further 6 people suffered slips or falls on the staircase or platform. The search has begun for a new chief executive for Hospice Isle of Man. It follows news that current CEO and Mills is to retire after 6 years at the helm. Mrs. Mills says her time in charge has been the highlight of a long and full career. And a Manx bartender has been honoured in Barcelona after winning a top industry award. Out of more than 700 applicants, 21-year-old Drew Fleming, general manager of Kiki Lounge in Douglas, came first in the 50 Best Bars Blend Scholarship Competition. His cocktail creation, made up of all Manx ingredients, including seaweed, rum and honey, was chosen at the best at an awards ceremony this week. Further afield, a man's been shot dead by police in Derby. The Derbyshire force says the man was armed with a knife when he was spotted in the secure car park of Ascot Drive police station this morning. Officers are trying to identify him. UK Trade Minister Conor Burns has been asked to leave the government with immediate effect. It follows what's described as allegations of inappropriate behaviour earlier this week. Those are the headlines. More news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Simon. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's still a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is rough, becoming moderate later and slight through the night. For this evening, cloudy, some bright spells still around on a fresh to strong westerly after dark. It's going to be dry and clear overnight, minimum 9 degrees. For Saturday, Jasan, dry with sunny intervals, a light to moderate southwesterly, daytime maximum 15, down to 9 through the night. Into Sunday, Jaduni, dry to start with, then wet on a strong southwesterly later, 15 degrees top temperature on Sunday. The sun sets this evening at 19 minutes to 7, high tides 10 to 11, low tide tomorrow morning 5:20, sunrise 28 minutes before 8, and the morning high tide 13 minutes past 11.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
The owners of the former Newsons site have today announced they won't be selling the site and instead will be appealing the decision to refuse planning permission. Kell Properties wanted to convert the centuries-old registered building on North Quay Douglas into a set of apartments and restaurant spaces, but were told the former warehouse couldn't be demolished. Michael Josom, as a representative of Kell Properties, has been speaking to Manx Radio.
So in recent days, we've been overwhelmed by the public response supporting redevelopment of Merchants Place, with literally hundreds of people expressing their support in addition to the several hundred who signed our petition. And so as a result, we've submitted an appeal to the initial planning refusal by the Isle of Man Planning Committee. And so as a result, we hope that we can rehabilitate the former Newsons site on appeal and help to create and connect North Quay and Douglas to be a beautiful, responsible and exciting improvement to our town.
We heard almost immediately after the initial planning meeting that the site had gone up for sale. Was that a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, I suppose? Was there any doubt at the time that actually will we want to sell it, or shall we just see where what the appetite on the market is?
So at that time, it had been our plan to sell the property, but then we've had this overwhelming public support of people right across our community saying that they want North Quay of Douglas to be a place that we can all be proud of, and a place that we can invest in and to build and to make whole again that whole area, what used to be called the Barbary Coast, and to reconnect it all the way from the train station all the way down to the sea terminal there. This is in line with so many things that people across our community want, which is about building on brownfield sites in the centre of our town, rehabilitating a site that is currently really, really, literally decrepit and literally falling down.
You say it was literally falling down, but it seemed that the planning officers disagreed with that.
Like the people, anyone can go down to North Quay and they can see it falling down. Like that's not a secret. that's why there's a whole bunch of bracing and scaffolding there required to keep the building upright.
The cleanup after this morning's flooding in Douglas and Onchan's been continuing today. Heavy rainfall caused problems for motorists and homeowners and required a major response from the emergency services and the DOI. Station officer David Dallimore says it was an intense period, and with winter approaching, there are a few simple measures you, a member of the public, can take to reduce the risk of flooding.
Yeah, I think for homeowners, it's just about being sensible and preparing for the winter months that are coming ahead. Doing things like making sure that your drains are clear, making sure that your guttering's clear, things like that. And I should also note that during the winter months, obviously, people start to use coal fires and any sort of log-burning fires more. So I would stress for people to go and get them cleaned if they can, if they haven't been cleaned, to make sure that they're prepared for the cold weather that's going to come in.
Now, I understand that this morning's rainfall was relatively isolated.
Yeah, that's correct. Almost all the incidents that we had were in that Douglas and Onchan area. There wasn't much going on around the rest of the island. It was all within this area.
And roughly how many houses were affected?
Oh, so we had, in a very short period of time, I believe, I haven't got the figures to hand, but I believe that we had four incidents within like a 10-15 minute period that we had to attend. And that was on top of a number of incidents that the DOI were attending. So, you know, there was lots of stuff going on all at the same time. I wouldn't like to think how many jobs that they had to go to as well.
And it involved the Douglas Fire Brigade and Laxey as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So the way our resources work, if we're tight in Douglas for manpower and resources, and we did have a number of fire engines at a number of properties, we can call on Laxey to come and give us support.
A music promoter's hit out at the Steam Packet after a blues musician he was bringing over was told he'd need to pay an extra £1,000 to bring his vehicle on the boat. The Steam Packet says if it had known ahead of time, it could have helped out, but the rules on commercial vehicles are clear. Singer Howling Matt and promoter John Gregory protested outside the sea terminal this afternoon.
I've got a friend who works with an artist called Rebecca Downs who was going to be coming out here, I think as a duo in a van, and it was a charity thing that they were going to be doing, and they're thinking, oh, I don't know, you know, it's not on the website. There was no mention of it on the website when I booked my ticket, so if it's an ongoing thing, then obviously I could never come back to the Isle of Man. It wouldn't.
Have you heard anything from the packet since last night?
They got in touch with me via email, because there's no telephone number or anything. This is not Steam Packet. This was Direct Ferries who I booked it through. And they've said, we've got extremely high volume of demand at the moment, but your email is important to us. Nothing else.
John, just quickly, you've been down here for this afternoon, you've come down to the Steam Packet, so you've had people talking to you. What have people been saying, reacted to your signs?
Well, I was just talking to a gentleman there, and he said, yeah, well, they're the same, they get ripped off all the time by the Steam Packet, and really something needs to be done. I mean, it really is appalling. We just saw, actually, a Citroen Berlingo parked in the bottleneck car park, right, which is the size of a normal car. And I said to Matt, I said, is that like yours? I said, yep, same size as mine. £1,000 for that. It's just absolutely disgusting. They really need to do something, because as Matt's already said, they could well kill live music in the Isle of Man, and it would be on the heads of the Steam Packet Company.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 21 minutes before 6 this Friday evening, live from the Isle of Man. Yes, take a big deep breath. This is true. From tomorrow morning, both flumes at the NSC pool will be open for the first time since the start of the year. Rob Pritchard with the detail.
The flumes were reopened in November last year after around 3 years of absence. However, one of the slides was then closed on the 1st of January this year after 5 swimmers were injured and a further 6 people suffered slips or falls on the staircase or platform. After that, the Department of Education, Sport and Culture then consulted with the main contractor for the flumes to identify the issues. Over the last several months, efforts have then been made to understand the issues and then proceed with rectifying them. Government confirmed on Monday that repairs to the closed flume were getting underway, with aims to have the affected slide opened a few days later. Officials have today confirmed those works have been completed and both slides will be fully operational from Saturday morning at the NSC.
The Isle of Man now needs to push on with its agenda for greener energy and greener ways of living, according to the Manx Utilities Chair, Tim Johnston, MHK, who believes the island's still playing catch-up on renewable power.
The policy has very much been driven by government and through the Climate Change Board. Manx Utilities have been engaged in that process. But ultimately, Manx Utilities Authority doesn't set policy. We're there to implement. And I think now what we've been waiting for is that green light to get on and do that. And I think with the 20 megawatts, that's something we know we can do within our existing infrastructure. And I think it's fair to say that we are behind the curve. And I think I've said in my previous life as in the Farmers Union that, you know, we are well behind when it comes to renewable energy. So I'm very keen to see us get on with this now.
One sort of subject that's come up again is infrastructure available to electric vehicles. With the price of fuel so high, some people might look in the long term to electric vehicles as well, obviously with climate change as well. Do you feel that the Isle of Man's infrastructure for electric vehicles is progressing well enough?
It's definitely progressing. I think, yeah, I mean, we can always do more, but I think we are heading in the right direction, yes.
Not just with vehicles, but I guess the Isle of Man in general trying to cut its costs on energy. What are the sort of things that Manx Utilities might be looking at over the next couple of years, maybe to reduce the amount of energy that the island uses?
Yeah, well, again, I think it's back to, on a basic level, giving advice, making sure people are using energy efficiently. And I think we're seeing devices improving as well constantly in that process. But I think the other side of it is, you know, we need to get on now with our green agenda. I think there's now clear, you know, there's clear policy coming there now for the MUA to engage in that, and you know, we're looking to have that 20 megawatts of renewable energy in place by the end of 2026, and that is the next big challenge that we've got to get on with.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree didn't leave Heysham till 10 to 3. She'll be due in to Douglas about 25 to 7. Scheduled to depart at 7:45. Arriving in Heysham at 11:30 tonight. The overnight departure 2:15. Back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. The high-speed craft left Douglas at 3:07. She'll be in Liverpool about now. She'll be on the Linkspan fairly shortly. Departing at 7:15. Back to Douglas at 10 tonight. Tomorrow morning's departures, 8:45, Ben McCree to Heysham, 10 o'clock, Mananan heads for Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The Abbey Church in Ballasellas, 125 years of age, celebrating the anniversary tonight. A concert takes place in the church hall tonight, and there's a church service planned for a week tomorrow, Saturday the 15th of October. Here's churchwarden Ori Mitchell.
Unfortunately, like a lot of other churches and talking to other churchwardens, for various reasons our numbers are dropping. But I have got out in the community, there's a lot of support because I keep being asked, what are we doing?
What is some of the work that's been done here at the church?
My late mother and father was involved with other people in raising funds for the new church hall next door. Now that is well supported by the community. We've got Friday morning coffee events. We've got groups in from toddlers through to youth groups, clubs, as well as a yoga class in there as well. So we try to offer a range of things in the hall to the community.
And on Friday, there's a special celebration scheduled to mark 125 years?
There is, basically organised by Phil Halliwell, but we've ended up getting a number of people who have got connections with the church, organist Gareth Moore and the singer Jane Main.
And of course, you know, 125 years, you'd definitely want to see the legacy continue.
The church is sound. When I was baptised here, this church was only about 52 years old. So this church will stand for a good number of years further, because earlier this year we had a celebration of 250 years of St Mark's Church. So there's no reason why in the future we don't have a 250th anniversary of this church.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 5:45, shares in the UK pub chain Wetherspoons surged today as they narrowed annual losses and said like-for-like sales in the first 9 weeks of the current financial year were up 10% despite soaring costs. But Wetherspoons warned it faced a challenge to lure drinkers back into its venues. The company, known for its knockdown prices, today posted a loss of £30.4 million before tax, an exceptional items compared with a loss last year of £167 million when COVID lockdowns were in place. To read a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European markets were lower to round out a volatile week. US stocks tumbled as Wall Street weighed the US government's monthly employment report. Oil was up by almost 2%. Gold fell after the better-than-expected US jobs report. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookhall. The FTSE 100 in London closed down, barely down 0.9% at 6,991. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.5% at 12,283. Currently New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 1.5% at 29,488. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 2.8% at 10,763. And the S&P 500 down 2% at 3,669. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, 11.1 cents, €1, 13.6 cents, and 20 South African rand, 9.5 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.4% at $1,703 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude is up just over 3% at $97.84.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend. Sea temperature 14 degrees. And the weather for Saturday, west or northwesterly, force 5 or 6, soon decreasing 4 or 5, then decreasing southwesterly, force 3 or 4. Wave height 1.5 to 2 metres, decreasing to 1 metre. Wave period is 4 or 5 seconds. High tide is 13 minutes past 11. For Sunday, the wind is southerly, force 6 or 7, occasionally gale force 8. Wave height 2.5 to 3 metres, possibly 3.5 metres for a time. Wave period 5 or 6 seconds. High tide is 4 minutes to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682-631 any time of day or night.
Alabama Post Office is committed to keeping local branches open as long as possible, according to its chief exec, as the service faces the challenge of moving to a more digital approach, which the organisation has described as both a threat and an opportunity. His chair of the Post Office, Middle MHK Stu Peters, and that chief exec, Simon Neen.
I'm not confident at all that the post office can continue as it currently stands, because we're faced with a declining market and we've got to come to terms with that and we've got to manage that. And that seems to be a challenge that not everybody understands. Everybody's gone digital, and therefore there isn't still the demand for traditional postal services, albeit we all would like to have a sub-post office on every street corner.
You touched on the digital aspect there as a potential challenge. What are the main challenges along with the change to digital that you think the post office is facing going forward?
There's, pros and cons to digital for us. The pros being, obviously, there's a growth in e-commerce, a growth in postage as a result. But that's in the parcel market, and that's a market where we don't have protections. So unlike letters, where we have a monopoly protected entity to legislation to convey letters, we have nothing. For parcels, we compete for parcels, and that's a highly competitive, fiercely competitive parcel market. And as the post office, we have to adapt our services, the ways of working, to meet that new change.
With the change to digital, what's the likelihood that we could see more branches closing and more post office jobs being lost?
So the branch network, I think, as the chairman said, we'd be keen to keep it open for as long as it's feasible and financially appropriate to do so. In terms of post office services, the board is very keen to continue to offer post office service in the community. I think what probably isn't understood is that the post office provides services on an agency basis for commercial partners. And each of those commercial partners, public and private, have their own digital strategies. And as they mature, they look to change the way they operate those services for their customers. And if they withdraw those services, obviously the post office in its current form becomes less and less viable.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and the Manx Leagues are in action once again tomorrow, and St John's will be looking to make it 5 wins from 5 in the Canada Life Men's Premier League when they take the relatively short journey further west to take on Peel. Meanwhile, in Division 2, St Mary's could go top of the league should they beat Jim's tomorrow, with current leaders Michael United having a week off this time around. Elsewhere, FC Isle of Man will be hoping to build on their stunning comeback win in midweek when they host Padiham at the Bowl in the NW CFL Premier Division on Saturday night. Tomorrow they face a Padiham side they already overcame earlier this season in a 1-0 away win back on the 23rd of August. FC Isle of Man versus Padiham kicks off at the Bowl tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Manx Radio will be providing full live match commentary on our AM1368 and digital platforms. In rugby, Vagabonds Ladies are in action again this weekend as part of 3 games involving Manx teams in England this weekend. Vaggers face Southport in the women's NC1 Northwest, and Dave Christian feels the Ireland side have the quality to get a good result.
All the usual suspects are all there. I mean, Jules Harrison picked up 2, I think, away at Lee in the opening game. So they're all in the right places. They've been training hard and working hard in the build-up to this game. So we're fingers crossed for a win for them.
Elsewhere, Ramsey and Southern Nomads are in action in the Cheshire Bowl tomorrow, where they'll face Hoylake and Ellesmere Port respectively. Douglas and Vagabonds Men's, as well as the domestic Ravenscroft competitions, have a break this Saturday. And in hockey, the first games of the Mixed Cup competitions take centre stage this Saturday. 3 games in the Mixed Cup will take place at the NSC. There are 3 games in the Mixed Plate at Ramsey Grammar School and 4 mixed bowl ties at QE2 in Peel. Ben Cunningham thinks the cup clash between Valkaise and Backaise could be the one to watch.
But these two are yet to meet in the league, and both of them are undefeated, so it'll be very interesting to see how this one plays out.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Ayres, 25 past 5, inbound from Manchester, came in a quarter of an hour late. Next inbound is the 528. Logan Ayres from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane, showing on time. Then the 5 past 8, Logan Ayres from London City. And the 25 to 9, EasyJet inbound from London Gatwick. Outbound tonight, it's the 6 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool, showing on time, and then the 5 past 9 returning EasyJet to London Gatwick. On the roads, temporary lights in Union Mills on the Strang Road for drainage work. Got those 2 temporary set of lights on the TT course between Bagarrow and Kirkmichael, one for electricity work, the other for drainage work. Temporary lights in Whitebridge Road, Onken, between Ballacrink Drive and Windermere Drive for gas main repairs. In Ballasalla, you guessed it, they're still there, almost a tourist attraction. The temporary lights for the final resurfacing of that new roundabout by the housing estate. In St John's, temporary lights on the main road to the west of Ballalease Bridge. 24 hours a day, they're doing some patching work and hedge trimming. And between Ramsey and St Jude's, temporary lights on the Jerby Road, 24 hours a day for resurfacing. Still, in Castletown, to the middle of April next year, Castle Street's one way northbound for building work. Southbound buses loop around Castletown before heading to Colby, Shore Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. And in Peel, the prom's closed between Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner. They're doing temporary closures in phases around East Quay and the prom to the middle of April next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Fastamay, good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this Friday evening. The weather isn't up to much, but we've got all the hot news for you. And if you miss any of the news, remember, updates available as a podcast about 30 minutes after the end of the broadcast. Also available to listen again at manxradio.com. The search has begun for a new chief executive at Hospice Isle of Man. It follows the news the current chief exec, Anne Mills, is to retire after 6 years at the top. Here's Simon Richardson.
Mrs. Mills says her time in charge has been the highlight of a long and full career. She describes hospice as a wonderful and never-ending story and that she's enjoyed her chapter. She leaves hospice with a touch of sadness, but also with many fantastic memories and great friends. The process of recruiting a new chief executive to lead the charity into its 40th anniversary year has started. Chris Hall, chair of the governors, has wished Mrs. Mills all the very best for her future. He says her successor will be the role model and ambassador for the hospice values, ensuring its reputation within the community and ensuring its financial sustainability into the future. Hospice Isle of Man was founded in 1983 and has become a cherished part of the community, offering a broad range of palliative and end-of-life services to those in need. Over the years, the charity has cared for thousands of patients and those that matter to them through the Adult Inpatient Unit, Hospice at Home, Rebecca House Children's Hospice, Community Nursing, Therapies and other services.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Simon Richardson, producer Rhiann Evans. Stick around, Friday Sports on the way with Rob Pritchard and assorted guests. We got Greatest Hits at 6:30, Sweet and Swing. Jazz on the Sweet Side of Town with Howie Kane from 9 o'clock tonight. Rhiann's here with After Hours after 10 o'clock. Remember the stories you've heard on this update and much more Manx news. Lots of interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos, all at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. Remember to like us on Facebook, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, and if you use Twitter, follow Manx Radio. Well, I did mention the weather's not up to much, but enjoy the rest of your weekend. Back on Monday at 5:30.
WIN.